Listening at home to Touch or Enrich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Is your skin 90% covered in Boston sports tattoos?
I was watching a game, and I said, I want my head to look like Tom Brady's helmet.
Do you still brag about that one time you saw Wahlberg?
I met Matt Damon and Ben Affleck at the corner store in Hanover.
Do you fail to remove the cigarette from your mouth?
Oh, my cigarette.
Before telling someone to kiss your ass?
Everybody found the cigarette.
Then how would you like $1,000 to buy all the Scally caps and scratch tickets you want?
Hey, you
want
to come to Marymount Park?
It's Touch Your Rich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Woo!
If you think you're the ultimate townie, tweet a video to @TouchYourEnrich, #Ultimate Townie Contest.
What you know about Revere Yankee?
In about a minute or less, show us why you are the ultimate townie, and you might win $1,000.
I go from party with them, Rhode Island.
It's TouchYourEnrich's Ultimate Townie Contest.
Hey, this is from me. This is from Nicky Knuckles to Anderson. I'm looking for you, you two-faced rat.
You can win $1,000 to buy all the roast beef that you want.
How's the roast beef?
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. When I was in Atlanta, I had to have my friend look up this song that the guys in the Midday did about Boston.
Oh, yeah, Rick Kamla?
Yeah. It was awesome. All right, Rich, it is the Ultimate Townie Contest. It's underway now. Video, 2 minutes max, but, you know, try to get it in there pretty quickly. Submissions are via Twitter only, and you must tag, use the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. You got to be over 21 and from Massachusetts. The details are at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Yeah, just tweet us a cell phone video. That's all you got to do. If you think that you could win the Ultimate Townie Contest, you could win $1,000. $1,000 for first place, $500 for second place, and third place doesn't really get much. So if you want to get in on this,
you get to listen to Nick's heart.
Is it sound weird?
Oh, Nick is, yeah, Nick's heart. He can, like, hear it.
Well,
yeah.
Now that, he told me that. Like, he can hear it in his ear. But, I mean, so if
no,
I...
No, no, no. You can hear it, like, in his chest.
Oh. So if I'm standing next to you, I can hear your heartbeat?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's
weird. When he's knocking the boots, you know what's happened next.
It's like tick, 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 tick.
That's right.
Nearly dead Nick making it happen again. So if you want to get in on this... It's this simple. Just tweet us a video at Toucher and Rich. Show us why you believe you are the ultimate townie, and you could end up walking away with a lot of cash. Now, we've had some people who have tweeted us videos, including this gentleman who had somebody just film him. I think it was recommended by one of his friends. Like, I know a guy who would fit this perfectly, and they just filmed this guy watching the Red Sox while being given some sort of strange plate of food on a styrofoam plate by somebody older than him and female.
You've got to be kidding me! Nice play, Mookie! That's my guy! Mookie, I'm telling you, that's my guy! Hi, Auntie! Auntie, how are you? DCU. Oh, you kidding me right now?
Shorty.
Oh! You kidding? Hey, leftovers! I'm all set! I got my magazine, I got my freaking socks, I'm gonna light up a cigarette before I start my game! Whatever's going on! You know what I'm saying? Let's go, David!
Dan nailed it. He said, that's the gunner meets Nick's dad.
My name is Mark Cimelli.
Yeah, I made the statement that he definitely sounds like Nick's dad. I'm just...
You are a dick, you!
I'm just really excited that he's so psyched about a, you know, July Red Sox game. He's like out of his mind with glee.
Well, I mean, you can tell he's so excited he ripped the sleeves right off of his shirt.
You have dick tendencies.
So he has a magazine as well.
I don't know what the magazine was.
It's a hustler.
It's his happy place. He's sitting on a couch, which doesn't look like he leaves that often. And he's got a pack of smokes. He's got the game on in front of him. And there's some sort of food between two like little styrofoam plates. And he's got his magazine. Now, what he does not have...
I sleep on a recliner.
Maybe that guy, like Nick's dad, sleeps on a recliner as well. I'm not quite sure. But either way...
My normal is at 3 o'clock, I have my first Manhattan. And at 4 o'clock, I have my second.
How would your dad like to win $1,000, Nick? The more I listen to this, the more he almost sounds perfect for this contest. Well, I know one place where you might be able to find a ton of people for this contest. And that is this Saturday, August 4th. I saw this ad yesterday. Now, Have you guys seen the ad for the new Mark Wahlberg movie, Mile 22?
Yes. I have
not. Okay. I've seen that ad about a dozen times. I've seen the billboard all around town. I couldn't tell you what the hell that movie is about.
Oh, but I know what you're going to say, that they're looking for, like, hard-ass
okay,
interns.
So they are doing... first of all, does anybody know what Mile 22... They show the commercial, and it's like, Wahlberg looking tough. Hey, there's Ronda Rousey. Wahlberg punching a guy. Wahlberg with a gun. Mile 22. End of trailer. I'm like, huh? What the... Anyone have any idea? The name doesn't give you any idea what it's about. The action scenes give you no idea what it's about other than he's, like, you know, tough. But you're right, Fred. This Saturday, there is a open casting call for a brand new Mark Wahlberg movie. And you know it's a Wahlberg movie because it says real huge at the top, Mark Wahlberg film casting. Yeah. So immediately you're like, oh, maybe I'll get to meet him. But listen to what they're looking for. Now, if you want to know what kind of guys that they want, is searching for real people, character men with tough faces.
And like real people as opposed to AI robots.
Yeah, right. They do not want robots. It says they're looking for construction workers, blue-collar workers, DPW workers, fishermen, mob guys, etc. So if you're a mob guy, just come on down there and for the casting.
Does it say mob guys?
Mob guys, etc.
You know how to be a really successful career criminal? Is to show up to a movie set and go, I'm in the mob.
I'm right here, arrest me.
Hey, you know how you're looking for mob guys? Okay, so what if I'm completely jacked and I'm an accountant?
Well, unfortunately, you are not a real person. You don't have a tough face. You gotta have a tough face.
Need not... Well, what if I've gotten in a fight in my youth and I have a tough face?
We should mic up Wallach. Oh, and by the way, like, just to see what they'd say to John Wallach.
Wait, 3 seconds.
Who did it ask for? What kind of jobs?
Okay, searching for real people, character men with tough faces, a.k.a. construction workers, blue-collar workers, DPW workers, fishermen, mob guys, etc.
By the way, this is an email that Dan got from his union. Every construction worker is in really good shape. Blue collar workers, that's like sort of even offensive. I want a guy who works with his hands to stand in the background with a tough face.
We should have Nick go down there and judge people whether they look tough enough.
Like DPW workers.
That's true.
DPW workers, all their faces are just garbage and slash.
Right. I mean, that's not a bad idea.
It's just like, I just like the idea that if you're a construction worker or quote, blue collar worker, all of a sudden your face is just destroyed by your job.
I just like that. It's like he should go there and just start like judging people. Give me your toughest face. Sorry, man. That's just not, you're not tough enough.
Kim, go ahead.
Okay, guys. I know exactly what Mile 22 is all about, but I'll try to make it as short, but it's a long process here. Okay. Apparently, Mark Wahlberg is the leader of a group called Overwatch. Overwatch is a group sort of like the SEAL teams or whatever, but they even don't exist to the government. There's a Chinese gentleman who has stolen a whole bunch of some sort of explosives. And apparently the Chinese government and everybody over there in China want this guy so bad it's not even funny.
You already lost me, man. I am like,
are you a blue-collar worker that could go in there and get a job?
What? An Overwatch? Good Lord, no. What they have is 22 miles to get this guy.
Okay, I was talking about the actual... Doing
the audition.
Can I get a fisherman? My kingdom for a fisherman.
We should have like somebody go down there in like a boa in high heels.
Oh, we could get the guy from Machine down there.
just to say, hey, am I tough enough? I discrimination.
Machine.
No, that would be amazing if we could have that.
So that's the deal, is that if you are a tough-looking, because obviously if you have a blue-collar job, your face has just been destroyed, and you'll look lovely standing in the background.
I want to be the tough guy judge.
Has Mark Wahlberg lost, and he probably didn't even do this casting, but have they all lost their mind? Like, Boston blue-collar, like, oh, well, they all look the same. Please. All right. We will return. Let me tell you this about what's coming up right here. And I will get the piece of paper that I do not have. Who is this? Who's bringing the fun today?
Oh, you know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
Are you tough enough?
My favorite video.
Basically, it's going to be the Fabulous Thunderbirds going to be auditioning for this.
And they're just going to be throwing paint around and being like...
just smearing grease on their face and carrying a wrench. You should have a guy just show up with a wrench and a hard hat.
Well, then he gets the job automatically.
Now, what if you're like a small kind of fat guy with like a bowler hat? Like
the
lead singer.
You get to sing for the band. All right, what are we doing here? All right, here's Boomer brought to you by Tiger Home Inspection.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I believe someone said, clear the way. Are you excited that Sam Darnold ended his holdout with the Jets? It's very exciting.
I mean, I've been edging my seat. Yeah. Been watching that.
That they were finagling over what it amounts to $750,000.
Yeah, it was the agent that was the jackass and all that, right?
Well,
it wasn't
that's
even
according to Manish Mehta, but if you go Samini on it, he was saying that the Jets were being petty. So,
you want to talk about petty? See what the Bears are doing to Roquan Smith?
No.
Apparently, one of the sticking points is that new helmet rule, lowering your helmet, because Smith tackles like that, apparently. So they're worried about, you know, if he gets suspended, how much are they protected in that case? I mean, it's ridiculous. He's still unsigned. I think he's the only pick left unsigned.
By the way, Sam Darnold's supposed to be the, you know, new face of the organization. They're pushing his product. And they can't get him in time for camp. Just the you know, just why not have it miss a few days?
You start on the depth chart anyway, Fred. What are you worried about?
The AFC East is just the best. It really is. I mean, how is it that no one else can get their crap together for just a season to make things somewhat competitive? And I know, I mean, obviously the Patriots are what they are, but come on, can't someone just nip at the heels just a little bit?
The Jets with Rex Ryan for 2 years.
You had the Mark Sanchez the one time that they, you know, the Wes Welker
they
feet
beat
game.
That 14-2 team in the playoffs, the Jets did.
Right. Yeah. And then there was the year that Favre was here and Matt Cassel was playing, and then they ended up, you know, getting, and that was.
Patriots still won 11 games
Patriots
that year.
Patriots had a great
though.
Record, but just the way the things shook out, it ended up being the Jets.
The Jets didn't make the playoffs that year.
I thought they...
No, Miami did.
Oh, so the final... It was the final game of the season was the Jets, though.
That was the Sperano team that unveiled the Wildcat and yes. Favre... That's right. Favre beat him... Was that... Favre beat him on Monday Night Football?
Favre didn't make the playoffs.
That's right. But he won... I think he won... Or he had to win the last game of the season to get the Patriots in and lost.
That's what it was.
He did lose.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's just everything you see has become a joke. By the way, you know who I'm kind of becoming a fan of, and I never thought I would be, is Baker Mayfield. I think the way that he has just completely talked trash and, like, defended himself during this, like, that thing he did with Colin Cowherd when he tried to call him out about not being a good teammate and dancing around, and he just looked at Colin Cowherd and goes, "You picked that one clip. How about all the other touchdowns I scored that game where I was celebrating with my team?" And like, well, look at you. You're running over towards the sideline. He goes, "Well, that's where I'm supposed to go. I'm supposed to go to the sideline. The play's over. I'm done. I'm getting off the field. What are you talking about?" And I like that. I kind of like the little bit of fire and him not like cowering within all of this.
See, I think he's going to be really good. You guys, we talked about this before the draft. I think Baker Mayfield's going to be a very good pro. And I think Cleveland finally got one right. I actually had a bet with a buddy of mine who's going to be a better quarterback his rookie year, Josh Allen, or a better quarterback when all said and done, Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield. This is before the draft we had this bet, and I took Mayfield. And now having seen what Mayfield is doing, I'm convinced I'm right.
Well, Josh Allen was not good in high school or college.
Yeah, he's never had a completion rate of 60% dating back to when he was a JV quarterback in high school.
They say that he is the strongest arm in the history of the combine.
Yeah, he's going to gun it over receivers' head. I mean, those windows don't get more wide open as you progress.
Well, look at Eddie George.
Eddie
George had a cannon. Oh, the kid from LSU, the big kid from LSU.
The overall number one pick, yeah, Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell.
He could throw, he could from one knee from from 50-yard mark through the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Allen has a cannon. He's very tall. There's an old sports radio saying, there was a caller who said about Drew Bledsoe, he's tall, he's got a strong arm. That's what this guy is. Right. Josh Allen's tall and he's got a strong arm. The problem is he's not precise, never has been, and to expect him to do that as a pro after not completing passes on a regular rate for the previous 6 years of his life is asking a lot.
Yeah. Even though everyone knows Darnold is the chosen one, what could the Jets do to possibly mess him up?
Well, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to watch.
How's the offensive line in front of him?
What do you think? They're great. They have two safeties.
Yep.
They went out and got a corner.
Drafted well there. Yes.
Bilal Powell is a decent back.
Who are the wide receivers for this team?
Robbie Anderson would be your number one.
And he got arrested, suspended. What? What
he
happened?
Got arrested, and he was undrafted.
Sure.
And then
is Curse still there?
Curse is there.
Okay.
And then the kid who always gets hurt, who shows flashes. They're not good. They're not good.
Okay.
Anua, yeah. So that's just typical Jets. Sam Arnold can't get him into training camp. And he's pushing for a starting spot.
Not just that. He was one of the two draft picks in the entire draft left unsigned.
Yeah.
He's second to last out of 250, whatever it was, to get signed.
Well, did you read the column that went through the whole... and I know this is about the Jets, but listen, they're in the AFC East and these are dark times. So, about them finally working out Darnold and becoming infatuated with him, and then going to the draft without thinking they didn't have a chance, and then Mayfield goes first, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah, there he is.
No, and then Barkley went second.
Right.
And so they thought they had it made, but they couldn't get him signed.
By the way, have you considered the possibility of Dez Bryant being a Patriot?
Well, we had Bert Breer on. Were you here?
If it was Friday, I was not.
Okay, well, then Fred and I talked to Bert Breer, and I asked him, one of the questions I asked him was, why is Dez Bryant still a free agent? And Bert said without hesitating, because Dez Bryant's not very good anymore. There's one way he came in. He's not an exceptional route runner. He doesn't have the speed, so he has to reinvent himself. And Dez has been unable to do that. You know, that guy, he can't, he's unable to reinvent himself into a slot guy.
And certainly the
Am I paraphrasing this correctly?
Basically, the gist of it is he's not good anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've had these veteran receivers that have come in on numerous occasions and not been factored.
He's older than I thought he was. Like, I thought he was kind of still like mid to, he's 29.
And he's 2 or 3 years past his greatness. I mean, if you look at his numbers the last two seasons, they're not good. So adding Dez Bryant to this team, while a huge name, sounds to me like Ocho Cinco all over again.
And you're right. If you look at his stats, I mean, obviously last year was what it was. But I just, for some reason, I remember him being very good more recent than over 2 years ago.
No.
And I guess that's just because when he was good, the dude was just a human highlight.
He's a monster.
He was an absolute monster. But still, I mean, you got to be a little bit worried about the receiving core that the Patriots are going to go into the beginning of the season with.
History tells you if you bring in receivers late, guys that haven't participated in the offseason program, guys that haven't worked with Tom Brady at all, it's a colossal failure with this offense for whatever reason. Guys you bring in late don't succeed. I mean, Joey Galloway, Ocho Cinco. I mean, guys
that
are
veterans.
Are
you telling me Joey Galloway didn't succeed?
One of my favorite things is the Galloway stare.
It's one of the all-time greatest stares.
Favorite stare of all time.
Oh, sure.
Get off my field. I don't ever want to see you again.
He succeeded in standing on the sidelines with a baffled look on his face.
Right.
Who's the guy from the Colts? Reggie Wayne.
But you knew with Reggie Wayne what you were getting. Stuff like that. I get it. But I mean,
guys who come in that are at the end of their career, and right now it looks like Dez is at the end.
That's a good point, Dan. Jordan Matthews.
Okay. Guys who come in, it looks like Dez is at the end. I mean, he can't find a team. Baltimore wanted to sign him to a multi-year contract worth a lot of money, and he turned it down. There has been no one else beating down his door.
You know what? Dez Bryant does not belong on this team. I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah.
I think that they'll be just fine once they get through that powerhouse AFC East. It's just never going to get better.
I mean, it's truly astounding. Really is.
Here's how astounding it is. I was reading something about, it was in ESPN, and it was ranking the teams from 1 to 32. And out of the AFC East, Dolphins were ranked the lowest.
Gase got rid of a ton of people. I mean, they cleaned house to try and start over again.
Yeah. All right, Rich, we have the stack coming up. What are some things we'll talk about?
There is a certain member of the Celtics that Kobe Bryant is saying, hey, why didn't you sign this guy instead of the loser that we have? On top of that, The Ringer has ranked the top 100 single television episodes since the year 2000.
I have to think about this. All right, here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
We are Kutcher and Rich, and remember, Ultimate Townie Contest is underway. Give us a video that's 2 minutes long or less. Submissions are via Twitter only. You must use the hashtag Ultimate Townie Contest. You got to be over 21 and from Massachusetts. Go to 985thesportshub.com for more details, but basically take a video of your phone with your phone of the biggest townie you know, or if you're the biggest townie, and you could win $1,000. Second place is $500. Now, Rich, who made this list? It's the...
Oh, you want to start with that? Okay.
Yes, I do. The top 100 shows since the millennium.
Yeah, of the century, since 2000. And The Ringer came up with this, and they rank all 100. And, I mean, there's a couple on here that I agree with. There's a few in the top... I have four, too. I have four, personally, that I think should be... that are my top four. And out of those four... two are in the top 20, and one of them is in the 60s.
Okay, so here is my four that I, over the break, did.
Okay.
The Wire Clarifications.
The Wire Clarifications? I know The Wire has one on here, but I don't think Clarifications is there.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the gang puts on a show.
I'll have to look. Gang puts on a show?
Yeah. Sopranos Funhouse.
Not there. It's not there.
Is there an Always Sunny episode on there?
Yes, there. Let's see. Always Sunny. Yes. Shardy McDennis, The Game of Games.
Okay.
That's number 29.
All right. Sopranos Funhouse.
Sopranos is on there, but it's not that episode. As a matter of fact, it's the episode that I think is their best, is in the top 10.
Okay. Breaking Bad Face Off.
Breaking Bad is on there, but it is not Face Off. Matter of fact, the two that I actually think are the best... The Sopranos, Pine Barrens. That's the one where Pauly and Christopher get stuck in the woods chasing the Russian. That is in the top 10. Ozymandias, Breaking Bad, it comes in at number 10. I would have actually put on that list, I would have put the Twin Peaks, The Return, episode 8 as number 1. And then another one that is actually in my top 10, or in my top 5, is actually also here. So I'll go through the top 20. Here we go. Be Right Back from Black Mirror is number 20. That's the one about the guy who dies, and the woman starts getting emails from him, and then next thing you know...
That's really good. Yes.
Excellent.
It's very good.
And that is also the highest-ranked Black Mirror episode, which I guess is good. Number 19, Justified, Bloody Harlan. Number 18, the pilot of Friday Night Lights, which is a show that everyone's been telling me to watch, and I have not yet to watch.
Yeah, so I saw it.
I heard it's excellent. Number 17, the Tom Cruise episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show. I think we all agree that deserves to be in the top 20.
I wouldn't think of it as classified that way, but yeah.
But it was absolutely good, insane. Yeah. It was insane television because it was once again a guy who has no idea how to act like a human trying to pretend this is how humans act when they're in love. Number 16, The Office. Can you guess which episode?
Not the Dundies?
No, it's not the Dundies, which is great, but this is another good one. Dinner Party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why did I not guess Dinner Party?
I mean, that one is excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I just read an oral history on the Dinner Party.
Number 15, the TV show Atlanta, the episode B-A-N. I like Atlanta. I've only seen the first season.
Yeah, they're overrating some of these newer ones.
Okay, this deserves to be on here, too. Number 14, season 1, episode 1 of Jersey Shore. That was unreal when that first came out. That first season was awesome.
There was also the one where Snooki got hit.
Well, that's that one. No. That's not that one. They teased at the end of that one, her getting hit, and then remember they got a bunch of backlash?
Yes.
And they had to take that part out of episode 2 after the teaser came out?
Rich, before you continue, is there only one episode allowed per show in this 100, or there are multiples?
There's multiple ones.
Okay, because I have people tweeting me telling me there's only one episode allowed per show.
Oh, or maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought I saw a couple of them, but I could be wrong. Number 13, absolutely deserves to be in the top 20, The Jinx, the final episode, mm-hmm. What the Hell Did I Do?, where they basically catch the guy on camera confessing to his crimes. That was unbelievable.
I'm calling into question that being a television show, but continue.
Well, I mean, I guess technically it is. Number 12, The West Wing, 2 Cathedrals. I have no idea. I've not seen The West Wing. Number 11, Grey's Anatomy, Losing My Religion. Number 10, Breaking Bad, Ozymandias. I mean, there's about 3 or 4 you could put up there. Number 9, the pilot for The O.C., show I never watched, but I'm surprised that John Wallach did not, seeing that he likes 90210 as much as he does.
If you did the last century, then it would be...
I'm all over it then, yeah.
Number 8, The Sopranos, Pine Barrens, which is well-deserved. The Sopranos is one of those shows that just was either amazing or it was awful. Right. And there was an entire season, the second to last season, where all they did, like none of the storylines moved ahead. All they did was just chase a gay guy. Remember that?
Yep.
Like Johnny Cakes, it was the one who ended up being a closeted homosexual, and they just chased him for the entire season. This was excellent TV as well. Number 7, season 1, final episode of Survivor. The very first season.
Very good.
That was unbelievable. Yep. Richard Hatch, of course, naked guy.
Yep.
And number 6, Fred the Wire, season 3, episode 11, Middle Ground. I don't know what happened in that one.
Oh, I do. No, I don't remember.
It said it was a...
No, you don't have to do
that one. Okay. Number 5, The Chappelle Show, episode 2.4.
Yeah, that's good.
And here's the one that is one of my all-time favorites. At number 4... Season 1, episode 4 of True Detective. That's the one that has that tracking shot and the shootout when they chase those guys down where the camera doesn't cut for like a full 5 or 6 minutes. And it's that shootout through the projects.
And I already knew who the killer was. So,
which is amazing that you knew who it was. Number 3, Game of Thrones.
Yeah!
The Reigns of Castamere.
Now, that's a Red Wedding. That's the Red Wedding one, and it's a phenomenal episode.
Which everyone still talks about.
It's fantastic.
Everyone still references it. Yep. Fred, at number 2, they have in the best TV episodes of the century, is a Mad Men episode. You were a fan of Mad Men.
Mad Men's my favorite hour-long show in television history.
Which episode do you think it is?
I have no idea.
The Suitcase, season 4, episode 7. I have no idea what happened there.
Nope.
And at number 1, Fred, this is going to make you very angry, but at the time, it was excellent. Unfortunately, the ending ruined it. Lost, The Constant. And there was an episode that the Constant is...
Lost should be just... It should be not... I could have done Lost if it didn't have to make any sense.
You see, Lost, while you were watching it,
was great.
Was unbelievable. But the ending kind of says, well, everything that you just saw really didn't matter.
Yeah. That we just invented a bunch of crap. And that it had no context and no relevance to the story at all.
Yeah, that episode, the one that they reference at number 1, is the one with Desmond and Penny. You know, the story where they go back and forth in time. That was another... But by the way, talk about characters that were introduced like later on in the show. Usually that's kind of throwaway stuff. Those two characters ruled. So, I mean, Desmond was a great character. Did you watch Lost?
I never saw it, no.
All right.
Never saw Lost.
All right, so there you go. There is your list. And on that personal list, that Twin Peaks one was over at 68, which is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Someone says, watch Friday Night Lights, be prepared for it to fall off a cliff. Is that true?
No, I liked it all.
I think it's one of my top five favorite sports movies. Every time I see Friday Night Lights, that movie gets better.
No, the show's way better than the movie.
It could possibly be. Now, I know that there is one person that is pissed off a decent amount of Celtics fans, and that being Kobe Bryant. However, there are videos that are out of Kobe Bryant taking Jason Tatum under his tutelage and teaching him all of his tricks. Now, this all started when, before the season began, there was a video of Jason Tatum being interviewed on ESPN, and he said that the player that he always looked up to was Kobe Bryant, that he always wanted to be Kobe Bryant. He said he's the reason he started playing basketball, always was and will always be my favorite player of all time. When they showed Kobe Bryant a video of his game, Kobe Bryant asked his friend, why didn't the Lakers draft him? He said it was pretty funny. His friend said it was pretty funny hearing him say that, but he was dead serious. He said,
all of our balls, not going to like this at all.
Yeah,
not going to like it at all.
Well, that's the best part of this is that apparently Lonzo Ball has not even sought out Kobe Bryant, where he's been readily available. So according to this article, this is from Yahoo, said the Bryant-Ball relationship was interesting to follow in the highly touted prospect's first year, if only because there really wasn't one between the outgoing all-time great and the incoming heir apparent. Ball first met Bryant in the months before the 2017 draft, when it was clear the Lakers were drafting him, and Ball was, quote, unmoved by the interaction, according to an interview with Bleacher Report. Bryant asked Ball if he had a post-up game. Ball said he did. But individual post-ups are not what Ball wants. Quote, try to be a good teammate and a better point guard, Ball summarized in his typically brief way. So either way, Lonzo Ball got the opportunity to get some sort of tutelage from Kobe Bryant. But he's like, yeah, I'm good. Meanwhile, you've got these videos of Jason Tatum working out pretty hard and trying to learn all of Kobe Bryant's tricks. And there you go.
So, I have a feeling that it's kind of like, you know, the rumor was that Kevin Garnett, when a new player would come to the Celtics and Kevin Garnett took an interest in you, he would talk to you once. And if you shut him down or you didn't show any respect, that was it. You were cut off.
And you were done.
I have a feeling that's it. Kobe took his one chance with Lonzo. And no conversation will ever take place again.
I mean,
why waste your time?
Yeah, of course. Why would you want to do that?
And plus, the Ball has such a complete game.
Shooting is on point. Why seek out Kobe for that?
What an absolute burn. And the thing is, too, is that LeBron James loves Jason Tatum, too. I mean, the guy, like, praises it. So if you're Lonzo Ball and your new teammate, LeBron James, who's obviously the superstar, is saying, yeah, you know, that guy who was drafted after you, I like him way better than you.
That's right. You can't, if you're the Lakers, you can't trade Ball.
Right.
Because they were doing everything they could to trade him to San Antonio to get Kawhi Leonard. And the Spurs, rightly so, said, no, we're good. We don't want, we just traded away Tony Parker. We still don't want your guy. Just let Tony Parker leave. We still don't like your guy.
We have our heart out that we have to get
to. Right.
And so we'll be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have in store, and then we'll get out of here while music plays.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
Dude, I'm going to two concerts by myself tonight.
Sweet.
Because I'm just Captain One Man Party.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go see Quicksand and Glassjaw for the first band is, that's the one I'll see. And then after that, I'm going to the Smashing Pumpkins reunion over at the TD Garden. Hmm. Because obviously, No, just because, like, I just want to go by myself. That is a very underrated pleasure, is going to a concert on your own. I like it. I mean, I enjoy going with friends sometimes, but sometimes I just want to go and see the music and not have to turn to my friend and go, yeah, that was a really good song. Wasn't that cool? Sometimes I just like to go and watch on my own. I think I've probably been to, oh man, maybe like 30, 40% of the concerts I've been to, I've probably been by myself.
I've never been to a movie by myself.
I've been to a lot of movies. But, well,
I've
because
been
to
tons of movies by myself, but never to a concert.
I've never sat at a table in a dinner table and ate by myself.
Oh, really? See, I do that all the time, too. I usually
go to the bar.
See, if the bar's full, that's the only time I'll do it. I'll sit at the bar. But, I mean, if not, I'll find, like a two-top and try to eat there. But you've never been to a movie by yourself. You don't go to many movies, though.
No.
So, I mean, that's fine. But you go to concerts by yourself, right?
I've never been to... I mean, that wasn't work related. I've never been to a concert, like, for pleasure. I've never been to a concert by myself.
So if, like, the Descendants were in town, you wouldn't go by yourself?
No, I'm taking actually my family to see the Descendants in Portland.
Because they're into that, yeah.
So that's my big thing. No, loneliness hangs over me. And then I'll just, I can't stop. Then my thoughts run wild when I'm by myself. I need constant communication.
Yeah, so I'll be Mr. Loser. I'll buy myself concert guy, and I'll be enjoying it. I will be completely fine and content and just standing there, just nodding my head in the back of the crowd.
Smashing Pumpkins are playing the Garden?
Yep, they're playing the TD Garden. And you know what? In a lot of markets, it's actually not doing that well. However, here, it's doing very well. Like, I tried to get, like, everyone's saying, hey, you should go get, you know, on one of these, you know, ticket scalper websites and find it because they're going for nothing. But that's not the case. Not here. That is not the case.
Sure.
So.
All right. So Zolak was just in here. Now he's decided to
still
leave.
Got 2 minutes before our heart out. What are we going to do?
He sent Sarge in. So Sarge is here. What is up, Sarge?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, and you know who we have in the other room, too? Your co-host for Friday, Mr. Dan Shaughnessy.
Yeah. Oh, here you go.
That's right. He will be here.
Right off the top at 10 a.m.
Which is good.
Dan Shaughnessy.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, that should be good. That's a show I'm going to have to download and listen to in its entirety.
Well, he's only going to be here for a couple hours.
Oh, it's not the whole thing? Okay.
No, I'm looking forward to Dan
on
Friday. Dan Shaughnessy, Friday morning at 6 a.m. I'm looking forward to. I can't wait.
He's not here at
8 a.m. Sorry. I thought he was on the show.
So
I thought
he's in here 8 to 10 a.m.?
My mistake.
Is that right?
Yes. Around that, yeah.
Okay.
8 to 10.
All Who's right. your co-host Friday?
That's him, Dan Shaughnessy.
Oh, wow. Just for the 2 hours.
Were you guys talking about my hair?
As always.
Yes. We were talking about your hair. We were talking about your magnificent afro.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And are you telling me I'm in here Friday?
Yeah, you're here with Fred. I'm gone.
No one's told me this.
Oh, really?
Fantastic. That's good. Communication radio station.
This is good information.
We're already planning bits. Yeah. You know, that's the kind of team player I am. I'm not even here, and I'm already helping you plan bits.
There you go.
To get everything done for Friday's show.
There you go. Well, if Mr. Shaughnessy, if you can't do it, I'm sure we have someone that's very qualified.
All we do is steal members of the Zolak and Bertrand show. To come and fill in whenever
getting
they're not here.
Getting here is very easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it happens when the headline guy can't slide over. Yeah.
How did I get drawn into this? I'm just sitting over
one concert
here.
Remains.
What the hell is your problem?
That's my headline guy.
Friggin' Zolak. Unbelievable.
I love you, Wallach.
Why don't you just
love the new song that's going to be played at Fenway Park.
Oh, yeah, you enjoy it?
Leave the room again. Make us
How'd
all
that
happy.
Song go again?
John Wallach is a giant nerd. He has a giant gap teeth in his face, and he looks like a dork.
Looks like a dork.
Where's the part where then the guy gets inspired and he starts singing along?
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
He had to gang in.
Yeah.
Gang up on you.